Hello? Sophie?
He's at the bar.
No, I know. I saw him. He's not that great, you know. Yeah, I saw the beginnings of a bald patch. Well, come and have a look.
Oh, he has a great head of hair. I think I'll just stay in here until he leaves. Maybe you could send in a salad and an iced tea?
Right, I'll get the waiter. Would you like to see the dessert cart as well? Look, this is ridiculous. It's...
I've been dreaming about confronting him, too. I had a speech prepared for over a year.
Would you like to hear it?
Very, very much. Hello there. Good evening.
Sloan, even though Sally Michaels only lives on paper, I live in the world. And I can never forgive you for using me as raw material to create a fictional monster. Sally Michaels is my own personal ghost, a shadow hanging over each phone call, a cup of iced tea. And one cold day, when age has robbed your mind of its fertile phrases and your hand of its dexterity, all the success won't be able to shield you from the pain you've caused and the shame you deserve. Or something like that. Now I know I can never actually say it to him.
No. You have to say that. You have to say it now. Now is the perfect time. It is the perfect time. You're on top of the world. You just wrote a song for the biggest act in the universe.
I can't.
You can. People wait all their lives to see an ex-lover when things are going really well. It never happens. You can make relationship history here.
But I can't. I mean, look at me. I haven't showered in days. I'm covered in songwriting grime. The helicopter threw bugs into my teeth.
Yes. You are a little mangy. Wait, stay. Sorry, Gloria, can I ask you a great favor? Could you accompany me to the ladies' room?
He's a good guy. Go ahead.
Thank you.
That's right. Right there.
Fantastic.
You look great. 11 years of therapy and I finally helped someone. Good luck, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.